Why do weeds get herbicide resistant? David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. I talked with Dr. Gordon Vail, Syngenta's technical product lead for herbicides, regarding weed resistance.
I got my PhD in weed science. I studied agronomy and then went on to graduate school in weed science. When you look at weed resistance and how weed resistance developed, there's two factors. One is the weed's genetic diversity, and two is the method of control. And so I'll start with the method of control. What we see time and time again is that growers tend to use the same method of control. In other words, they're relying completely on herbicides or they're relying completely on a specific product. And so in the case of resistance that we're seeing today in things like water hemp and Palmer amaranth and kochia, and giant ragweed with glyphosate resistance, that's basically using the same single mode of action over and over and over again. And so that's what happened, whether when they were growing corn or corn on corn, they were not rotating the chemistry. And basically, you're selecting for those plants that have the ability to develop resistance. Those plants have the ability to spread their resistance through pollen. And we start getting into pollen flow, that's where the resistance really spreads fast. And so it's about repeated use and not adding diversity. We talked about Acuron a minute ago, but one of the key things about Acuron is we've put all these active ingredients together, and that helps to alleviate the development of resistance because you've got multiple products or multiple active ingredients.
Hope that helps you producers.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.